So I've been asked, how did I deal with my grief after loss? How did I get to the point where I am now, where I'm able to talk about it? And honestly, as I stated in my last episode, it was very hard and it's still very hard. However, I started off by acknowledging what happened. So I came to terms with the fact that I lost my baby. I came to terms with the fact that I practically delivered the baby on an ambulance. So that was the first part. I acknowledged that there was a problem. Secondly, I spent a lot of time with myself, you know, praying, trying to figure out why I felt the way I felt. I talked about it. I tried, you know, group therapy. There are support groups that can help you get over the issue. However, it still took a while. It was very hurtful. I'm at the point now where I have come to terms a year and some change later, where I have finally come to terms with the fact that I did have a miscarriage. I'm okay to talk about it. I'm okay to share my story. But it was a process to get to this point. Of course, going through all of the emotions that I still experience now. However, I utilized a support system where I just was able to talk. I needed someone to listen without making the conversation about them. So I reached out to different people, that have gone through the same experience that I did. I've also reached out to other people that have had complications during pregnancy. I know people that, you know, were put on bed rest, such as I. So it was various things that I've done, to get to this point where I'm okay. And honestly, helping others throughout the process of me healing, which creating J. Mason Foundation was that, to help others through my healing process. Honestly, creating my business was the best thing I could have ever done. Because I think that I would still be hurt. So, you know, helping others through my trauma, through my pain, knowing that I'm able to assist other people, this was very helpful to me. So I do appreciate everyone who's been listening so far. Please recommend J. Mason Foundation to other people, whether it be the podcast, the website, Facebook, whatever it may be. Please continue to recommend J. Mason Foundation to other people. If you know people who want to donate, please feel free to reach out as well. If you guys want to host the baby drive, please feel free to do that as well. There are so many mothers that need assistance, not only in Virginia, but across the United States. And a lot of times they exhaust all of their resources and they still need other items that they can't go back to those same resources that they utilized before to get it. I definitely think that this will be the end of this podcast. Anyway, holla at me on Facebook, J. Mason Foundation, Twitter. I'm not on Twitter under my business name. Instagram, J. Mason Foundation. Email, jmasonfoundation@gmail.com. And jmasonfoundation.org. Have a great one, guys.